be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Saint Maria Goretti is a simple and humble saint. She died at 11 years of age, but her human maturity far exceeded her chronological age. At home, she did the housework while her mother worked in the fields, since her father had already died. She took care of her little brothers, made them pray, and educated them with her advice and good examples. In the same house lived an 18-year-old young man named Alessandro Serinelli, who noticed her and wanted to force her to have sex. But she had a strong concept of the value of purity and did not accept. A month after the first attempt, Alessandro killed her. From the beginning, Saint Maria Goretti was considered a martyr of purity. She was beatified in 1947 and canonized in 1950, with her own mother attending, before more than 500,000 people. Today, Saint Maria Goretti is an example for youth, a model of purity and sanctity. Her murderer, Alessandro Serinelli, sincerely repented of his sin and led an exemplary life in his 27 years in prison, and especially after leaving prison. He worked in various trades, but during his last years, he lived as a lay brother and a member of the Third Franciscan Order in a convent of Capuchin fathers, setting an example for all of a life of prayer, sacrifice, and obedience as a doorman and gardener. He died at the age of 88. Of him, we can say, he was a murderer converted by the forgiveness and love of his victim. Saint Maria Goretti appeared to him in the Noto prison, expressing her wish that he be with her eternally in paradise. In the Noto prison, he had a dream with Maria Goretti. Alessandro Serinelli himself tells it in a document that is kept in the archives of the Passionist Convent of Scala Santa in Rome. It was the last year in my prison cell. I would have gone mad from so many sufferings. Ideas of increasingly violent despair were troubling my mind when one night I had a dream in which I suddenly saw myself in a garden. In a field of white flowers and lilies, I see Maria Goretti descending, beautiful, dressed in white. Picking up lilies, she offers them to me and says, "Take them," and smiles at me like an angel. Encouraged by this smile and without even thinking of kneeling down and asking for forgiveness, I accept the lilies one by one until I can no longer receive them in my arms. Then I realized that those lilies were turning into flames. Maria smiles at me again and disappears. I woke up and told myself, full of confidence, "Now I am also saved. Maria has come personally to see me and to grant me her forgiveness. I'm sure she prays for me." Since that day, I no longer feel the horror from before for my life. All of this happened at the end of the year 1906. In 1909, he began to receive publications in which they spoke of Maria as of a saint. He says, "When I read that she had forgiven me before she died, I was very impressed and I cried." After spending 15 years in jail, he was able to request his transfer to labor camps. In the summer of 1918, he was sent to the Augusta prison in Sicily. As soon as he arrived in Augusta, he fell ill with the Spanish fever, which in Europe killed millions of people. He wrote, "The doctor did nothing or almost nothing to me. I remember him visiting in a hurry and always smoking. As I reflect now, I think it was the finger of God that kept me alive." On March 7, 1929, the director of the prison informed him that he had been officially pardoned 3 years and that he was free. Alessandro Serinelli was now 47 years old, although he looked 60 or older. He was toothless, bald, with little white hair and sunken cheeks. On Christmas 1934, Assunta Carlini, Maria Goretti's mother, who worked in the Corinaldo Parish House, asked Don Bernacchia to invite Alessandro Serinelli to celebrate Christmas with them. Alessandro Serinelli declared, "I accepted willingly. I knew that Assunta was a housekeeper in the rectory, and I wanted to meet her and ask her forgiveness for my crime." On the eve of Christmas, very early in the morning, he took the train. He arrived at Corinaldo at sunset. He went to the rectory, rang the bell, and waited. Assunta opened the door, and Alessandro Serinelli told her, "Assunta, do you know me? I am Alessandro." Assunta looked him in the eye and recognized him. At that moment, Don Bernacchia came out and asked him to come in. And between the front door and the kitchen, Alessandro, with his hat in his hand, knelt down and said, "Assunta, I apologize for all the harm I did to your family." And Assunta replied, "God has forgiven you, Maria has forgiven you, and I have forgiven you." A long hug sealed that extraordinary moment. The next morning, they went to Mass together and received communion. Alessandro says, "I was happy. It seemed to me that I had found on earth my poor mother's affection." Alessandro, on February 15, 1956, fell down a church step and fractured his right femur. He was housed in the infirmary of the Macerata convent from November 17, 1956 until May 6, 1970, when he died. The superior wrote about Alessandro Serinelli, "During the years that he has lived in this infirmary, a spirit of prayer has always been noticed, equal to or greater than that of a good religious. Always on time in the chapel for the practices of piety and for communion. Even after hours, he was frequently in the chapel in prayer. In his room, he read books and magazines that were in the reading room. He was a passionate reader. His leg suffered a lot from poor blood circulation, but he never complained about his ailments and tried to be of use to other patients. In his last illness, which put him in bed for 3 months, he was calm and resigned. When they gave him painful cures, Alessandro used to say, 'Virgin Mary, how much it hurts,' but he had no signs of impatience. When someone visited him, he would say goodbye with a sign up to heaven and with the promise to pray for them. He was a man repentant of his sin, who faced his years in prison with the serenity of knowing that God and also his victim had forgiven him, having the certainty of having a protector in heaven. In his last moments, Father Gilberto, who was next to him praying the prayers of the dying, noticed that his eyes were fixed on a point on the wall. A second before expiring, he closed his eyes and mouth with a very serene attitude, and that is how he remained until the moment when the coffin was closed in the burial chamber of the cemetery on the afternoon of May 8th. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.